Ever wanted to replay a critical PvP fight? Not just from your perspective, but from every angle. Now you can.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, I am very excited to show off a service that is like no other. It's called Miners Movies, and it's a way to record your Minecraft gameplay. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. I don't mean record a video of your gameplay. I mean record all of what is happening while you are playing. You are able to play, pause, and fast forward where everyone was, where items were on the ground, and fly around the world while doing it. This was created by Florian Vesch, a German programmer. So let me show you what it's like. So all you have to do is join miners-movies.com in your Minecraft client. When you do that, you will be brought into this world. This is called the Hub. And you can tell that it's my hub because look, there's a photo of me on the wall. It's crazy. In here, there's every once in a while, there'll be fireworks that go off. There's all sorts of stuff. You can explore just a little bit. But these mobs, these testificates, are going to help you set up everything you need to set up. This first one, if you right-click them, they'll say, hey, if you need to log in, just follow this link. Go ahead and open up your chat and click this. And you will be taken to a web page. I'm going to go ahead and exit out of full screen mode. And you can see over here, this is the page that took me to. This is a very interesting concept. There's sort of a two-window approach to how you use Miners Movies. First is this page, which allows you to do things like add servers, view previous recordings, and a few other things. So let's say I wanted to create a recording, because that's what we're going to do next. You can hear the fireworks going off in the background. Now, I've already added a few servers here, which I've done before. And so you can see I have Play Minecraft, Hive, Hypixel, and OCTC. But I want to add one more. So I've rearranged my windows just a bit so you can see just how real-time this is. So if I move over to the website, and let's just add the Minecraft server that Twit runs, mc.twit.tv. Once I add it right here, and hit Add Server, you can see over on the other side, the server is added into the Minecraft world that I was playing on. There's the recording operator. If you want to get to the recording page that I'm on, you can talk to him. So if you just go ahead and click this, click yes, and it takes you over to the page that I was just on. And then later, once you've finished a recording, you can go over to the ticket guy. Hey, ticket guy. And he will take you to your recordings. So now I'm at my recordings. If I want to play a previous recording, let me show you what it's going to look like. I recorded this earlier today on OCTC. If I hit play in the browser, my Minecraft client will now change, and it has teleported me into the recording. At any time, on any of the carpet that's in my inventory or the compass that's in my inventory, I can right-click and be teleported to the player that is recording. And, of course, it was me. So if I'm back here, I can right-click, and it'll teleport me back to myself. Now, I just decided to join one of these servers, so I teleported into this server from the game that I was playing, and it also teleported me in the recording. So this works on those servers where you sort of jump between multiple servers at one time. I was running through the tutorial of this map, so you'll see me sort of teleport around. Let's say, you know, this isn't that interesting of a time, because obviously it wasn't. At the bottom, the carpet pieces each have numbers associated with them. So if I move to the next carpet piece, now everything is going at twice the speed. If I go to the next carpet piece, everything is moving at three times the speed. And you can see people moving that fast in the game. And see, they're moving much, much faster than they normally would. Here's what they look like at normal speed. And then let's just jump up to 10 times the speed. And they're just running all around. If I want to pause, I can switch to the compass. And now I can teleport. Let's go ahead and find myself. Here I am. When I joined the game, there were all these items on the ground. And so I'm picking them up right now and trying to put them back into chests. So let's go ahead and play again. So I'm in this chest sort of organizing. Whoops. And this is crazy that these are all players that were doing something at this time. I was, you know, placing down chests here, trying to help my team organize what was going on. And I'm not affecting me. The viewer is not affecting it. So let's say, well, while this was going on over here, while people were playing with chests, let me go check out what the other team was doing or what was happening over here on this bridge at this time. A really, really neat thing. So let's go ahead and skip forward. I'm going to do times 50. Now, there may be some client lag because I was actually having lag in the game, I think because of how many items were on the ground. Now, so, you know, right now it's lagging because I think of all of the entities that were in this game. But you can also see in the chat, do you see this going to get diamond armor that is happening? Well, that was me typing in a comment earlier, so I can go ahead and click where that comment took place. I've already viewed this recording once, and I made that comment. So let's go ahead and just test that out. Right here, I'm running across this bridge, so I can type in chat, running to the other side. Hit enter, and now it says running to the other side is a comment. And wherever I was standing when I made that comment, now you can teleport that on a future viewing. Let's say, you know, I really didn't like that comment. I'll go ahead and delete it, and now that comment is deleted. Let's go ahead and see what happens next at twice the speed. Now, coming up here, this guy, I just want to show this off. This guy is Shadow Death. I'm really thankful for Shadow Death. He placed down this, and I've paused. This is the craziest thing. I can pause the game and truly analyze what's going on. He placed down this water here, and seconds later, I get hit with an arrow and fall, catching just barely the water here, that allows myself to keep going up. And so I said, I'm so happy for that water in a comment when I watched this earlier. Anyway, so this is kind of the basic idea of watching a recording. Now, it does even more than this. So let's go ahead and pause this. If I make this over here, this is my recordings page. Instead of just hitting play, if we hit play and analyze, over on this browser, I'll be able to see a representation of what's going on in the server. So if I teleport back to myself, and I'm just going to go ahead and pause it because you can see that this is based off of where I am in the server. So if I'm hovering over myself, OMG Chad, you can see that over on the web page, it's doing the same thing. If I want to go check out what's going on over here, it shows me that most of my players are west of me, and this truly helps when trying to analyze where other players were, where that death kill happened from, where that guy was standing from far, far away. Now, this is how you play a movie, but how do you record a movie? This is the best part of it. Let's go ahead and go back to the hub by typing /hub. I'm going to go ahead and rearrange my windows here. Let's make this bigger. Now, I've added these servers by going to the website and adding them. Let's go ahead and play on OCTC. All I have to do is hit that. I've now joined a server through their server. I'm now on the OCTC server, just as I would like I was playing in my normal Minecraft client, but I've done it sort of through one hop. So go ahead and open up a menu, just like you would expect a menu to work. Let's go ahead and play on one of these, the Ares servers. And now I'm in here just playing along. This is I want to be the scout. About every once a minute, see, it says you're still recording. Currently, 1 minute of recording has happened. Type /stop to finish your recording. So, yeah, since we just died, let's go ahead and hit /stop. It's kind of scary for those people who are admins to type /stop in any chat. And now we have finished that recording. we can go over to the ticket guy. Hey, ticket guy. And go and look at our recordings again. And there we go. We have this new recording that's only a minute and 15 seconds long. Of course, you can click into any of these. So let's do the OCTC one from before. You can switch it from public to private. You can share this link with people so that they can also play this when they join their game. And it's just a really, really great service. The only downsides are that you really cannot record a single player world, and there is a Windows desktop recorder, so you don't have to go through the website, but it's not, I wasn't able to get it working, and it's only Windows. Also, some servers have very strict rules about downloading worlds. To me, this falls into an interesting gray area, because the world isn't available for download later. You're just able to view and experience it from your play from a different perspective on what you already ran through gameplay. But it's good to check out if the servers that you play on will be okay with you recording your gameplay. Have you recorded something good? Leave it in the comments. You can either do that at omgcraft.com or on this YouTube video. You should subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. And other than that, thank you so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!